Fosco Gallagher, assistant to Chris McNulty. It's a dream come true, really, to get to a final. You've plenty of experience. You've been in Eamon DC Park, or maybe in Terryland Park in your day. What does this mean for Bonnygee United?
Oh, that's huge, Chris. I mean, it's a great boost for the club to be. Like, it's an intermediate final. It's a national final. And national finals don't come along too easy or too often. And it's a huge achievement for the ladies and the girls and the squad. And for the Bonnygee club in general, it's fantastic, you know, the way the club is moving forward. And this is another step.
Sometimes, particularly maybe when you're younger and you get to a national final, you don't really appreciate that, you know, it may be the only one you get to. You have to make the most of that opportunity. It may not come around again.
Oh, that's very true. I mean, like, national finals are very hard to come by. So hopefully the girls are in good place. They're training well, they're playing well, their commitment levels, their attitude. Since I've come on board all season, there's no problem with them. And they've got their just rewards. They've put in the hard work. They've trained hard over the winter and got themselves in good physical shape. And they've fully deserved to be in the final, in my opinion.
So how did you get involved here in Bonnygee?
I got a phone call from Chris McNulty about last February, 12 months, totally out of the blue. And he kind of pitched to me, would I come down and do a wee bit of work with the goalkeepers? So I says, right, okay, I'll come down. And I came down and it just kind of developed from there, and I'm here now still.
And the training that the girls have put in, I mean, has it stepped up with intensity as the season has progressed?
We were down in Cork last year. We played Douglas Hall in the quarter-final of this cup last year, and they beat us 4-1. Now, the game, in fairness, the score didn't reflect it because Douglas Hall got the last two goals in the 93rd minute. We probably should have, that was a game we left behind. We should have won it, but that's football. We went down then to Cork. We played Cork City ladies in the FAI Senior Ladies Cup 3 weeks later in Turner's Cross, and they were too good for us. But the big thing that we both set them after the game was fitness levels. I says our fitness levels weren't there. And to be fair, we spoke about it again towards the end of the season, and we got back together in the beginning of January, and we started training the end of January. We did 3 weeks of pure fitness work. Long runs, short runs, they never saw football. But the whole squad turned up, their commitment, they bought into it, and they have in session since we incorporated running and keep topping up, and with the result now that their fitness levels are excellent. And it's shown in their play, and we're not dropping out of matches towards the last 20 minutes. We're still going strong, and it all helps.
And I suppose that was borne out in the last match in the semi-final, going to extra time. You know, if the fitness levels weren't there, you could have been in bother.
Well, especially, as you know, out there, Chris, Bonnygee's a big pitch. And if you're not fit, you will be found out. And like I said, fair credit to the girls. They kept going to the end. They never dropped. They kept fighting. And I think in the end, we deserved, in my opinion, to come out overall.
Tell me, what do you think about the standard overall? And you mentioned there Douglas Hall and, of course, Colestor Donnycarney gave you a great game in the last time out. You know, do you think it's improved considerably over the last few years at this level?
I suppose I'm really the wrong person to speak about that. I can only speak about the last two seasons. But I know that Bonnygee have improved. The problem with Bonnygee, unfortunately, with the Ladies League, and it's probably systematic across the football, is there's only four teams in it. And credit to Drumbar and Rafoe, who have fielded every time and are and promoting girls, ladies football, and staying with it, and the Kenny Rovers. But like everything else, we need more teams to make it more competitive and get it across.
And hopefully, you know, as a result of this final and also Ireland in the World Cup, there should be a bounce for ladies soccer.
Well, ladies football at the moment, like Ireland on the World Cup, like, ladies football is very much on the up, and hopefully what we've achieved here by representing Donegal in the Dominion Cup finals on the week, that Drumbar and Rafoe and Letherkenny Rovers, and hopefully a few other clubs will say, well, if they can do it, we can do it.
And finally, you know, you've got to the final. It's could go either way. You've absolutely nothing to fear.
No, like, you know yourself, Chris, finals can be strange games. It's all about on the day, getting settled into it, getting playing. But we've always said to the girls, go out, number one, enjoy it. Thrust yourself. And come off the pitch and be able to say, I did my best. And that's all you can ask. And hopefully, and if we play to our ability and our capabilities, it will take a good side to beat us.